Okay, today is Daf Kuf Hey of Maseches Erevin. It's a very short Daf. Not going to take us all that long to do it. Big accomplishment having finished Maseches Erevin. Not an easy Maseches at all. Probably one of the most difficult. Nevertheless, here we go. So we said before, earlier, yesterday, that if we're on Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. But we stop right in the middle, smack in the middle. So the background is that Rav Huna made a statement. Rav Tavi Bar Kisna Amar Shmuel made a statement. If somebody brings a sheret into the Beis HaMikdash, you're potter. Right? I'm sorry, you're chat. No, you're potter. You're potter. Why? If you bring a kli that has touched a sheret, that you're chay for. But a sheret itself, you're potter. That's very funny. Why is that? So first we said, because, two reasons. We said, one, because it says Mizachar Ad Nekeva. In other words, only something that has tahara in a mikvah. A sheret can't become tahara in a mikvah. Therefore, a dead sheret, even a live one can't. Therefore, you're potter if you bring it into the Beis HaMikdash. A kli could be. So yeah. So we said, let's say that issue is a machlokes in our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah said, what do you do if you find a sheret in the Beis HaMikdash? What do you do? So one man d'amar held, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka held, you take it out with your clothing. Even though the Kohen's clothing, even though by doing that he's going to make the clothing tameh, that's better than delaying tumah. Get the tumah out of there, even though you're going to become tameh, or your clothing will become tameh. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, take wooden tongs that are not makabel tumah and do it that way. Even though it's going to take you longer to find those tongs. And where are they? Who knows where they are? You have to go get them. Take you a half a day. That's still better than you becoming tameh. So machlok is how you view. What's better? Is it better to get rid of tumah right away, even though you cause tumah, or to delay, but you don't cause any tumah? Right. So we said yesterday. Let's say this issue about whether you throw a sheret into the Beis HaMikdash that's not tameh is dependent on the machlokes of whether or not you use your clothing or a tongs. That's what we said yesterday. Now we're going to say, then we rejected it. We rejected it, right?
Was that a Shabbos issue?
No, it has nothing to do with Shabbos. Yeah, the Tumah issue, yeah. Ella kahani tanoi. Rather, a different machlokas. What's the machlokas? Ditnan mehechon motzino so. Now this is on Shabbos. On Shabbos, our Mishnah said, so you're taking out the sheretz, right? Now, a sheretz is muksa, because it has no value. A dead sheretz has no value, it's muksa. So we're taking it out. Where do you take it to? Right? So, there was a machlokes between, in the Mishnah, there was a machlokes between Rav Shimon ben Nanas and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shimon ben Nanas said, you only have to remove it from the Kodesh Kedoshim. Is that what he said? No. Min ha-heichal, min ha-ulam, bein ha-ulam la-mizbeach. In other words, if you find it in the Azara, you can leave it there. Only when you're going deeper into the Kedusha, that's where you have got to get rid of it. But if it's in the Azara, you can leave it there. Rabbi Akiva said, no, anywhere you're not allowed to go, anywhere that's chayav mitzvah for you to go, any of those places you have to remove it. So my lab b'hakamiflaki, what was that argument about? What are they arguing about? Man da amar, according to Rav Shimon ben Nanas, who said, me azara lo, you don't have to remove it from the azara. Why don't you have to move from the azara? Why don't you have to? Because he held it's not such a big kedusha, it's not such a big deal. So he'll hold, kasavar he'll hold, hamachnes sheretz lamikdash pater. If you throw a sheretz in, you're potter. Why? The kedusha is not that severe. Uman da ar mikula azara, Rabbi Akiva who held, you have to remove from the entire azara, kasavar he'll hold chayiv, you're chayiv. Right? Okay? Now, that's what it appears to be. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, no. Let's look at Rashi. Look at the top Rashi. Top Rashi says, Le'inyen iyule, regarding the inyan of bringing it in other words, if you bring a sheretz in, kulei alma hamachdes sheretz chayiv. They could all agree that if you bring it in, you're chayiv. Unlike what Shmuel said in the name of Tovi Bar Kitzna. Right? They could all agree you're chayiv. Ule'inyin lahoti hanimta ba'azar b'shabiz b'hai kura pligi. What about removing it? That's an unrelated machloka. Why? How you read a pasuk? Has nothing to do with bringing in. The only argument is taking out. You want to say they're connected. No, they're not connected at all. Everybody would agree now to bring a sharet into the Beis HaMikdash. Unlike what we said yesterday. Yesterday we said it's mutter to do that. It's not chayiv if you do that. Why? Because it doesn't go into the mikvah. No, no one holds from that. Rav Shimon doesn't hold from it. Rav Shimon Benana doesn't hold from it. Rav Akiva doesn't hold from it. What is going on? Why do they have a difference about where you remove the sheret? A whole different machlokas. Unrelated whole machlokas at a left field. What's that machlokas at a left field? Ushneim mikra echad darshu. They're arguing about how you read a pasuk. This pasuk is found in Divrei Hayamim Beis. Okay, it says over there, Vayavo hakahanim lepnima. The kahanim went inside Beis Hashem. This is talking about when they were cleaning up the Beis Hamikdash after, in the times of Chizkiyahu, his father Achaz was a big rasha, and they brought in all his avodah zarah, whatnot, into the Beis Hamikdash. So they had a building campaign to clean up the Beis HaMikdash. Okay? So the pasuk, that's what we pick up. So the pasuk says, Vayivau ha-kahana l'pnima, the kahana went inside, Beit Hashem, to the Beis HaMikdash, l'taher, to purify it, Vayotzi, when they took out, it's called a tumah, all the tumah, asher matzah b'heichal Hashem, what they found in the heichal, v'chatar Beit Hashem, into the chatar, Vayikabu ha-leviyim, and the leviyim took it from them, lahotzi l'nachal kidron chutzah, to take it to the nachal kidron outside. Okay? It was a handoff. The Kahanim handed it off to the Leviim. Right? So Rashi says one thing that's staggering. He says in the third line, Pinimi Beit Hashem Avodazara, Vitikrovo Seha, and it's Takroves Avodazara. It's what? The accompanying things for Avodazara? Shehain Mitamin Ba'ohel. That are mitame ba'ohel. That can't be right. Avodah Zarah is not mitame ba'ohel. If you walk into a room with an Avodah Zarah, you don't become tame. What exactly does Rashi mean by that? What? What did you say? What the actual what? No. The time of ba'ohel. In other words, no one touched it. Who said anyone? I walked in. I was a good guy. Chizkiyahu HaMelech. He never worshipped Avodah Zarah. He didn't touch it. Why is it tummy? It's tummy because it's tummy by itself. It's inherently tumma. Not ohel. Just because it's in the same room as you? Everyone tries to figure out what Rashi mean by that. What? Yeah, it's over here. Maybe only the takrovas has been tummy, but ohel, it's not such an easy answer. Anyway, Mar Savar, so Benanas who held, that the tumah of a sheretz was only in the heichal part. Savar, he held, mid the ishtani ba'azara b'levim, from the fact that they handed off the avodah zara to the levim, right? That's what the pasuk said. The kahanim handed it off to the levim when they got to the chatzar. What's the chatzar? The azara, michla b'levim, tumah ba'azara leka. There is no tumah in the azara. That's why they gave it to the levim, right? Umar Savar and Rabbi Akiva hold, ad dehecha delo efshe b'levim mafki kahanim. No, it's nothing to do with that. We don't want kahanim doing it at all. How's a levi going into the hecha? He's not allowed to go in there. So nebuch, we have to use the kahanim for a little bit. Hashto de efshe b'levim. Once we're able to use the levim, sulo matami kahanim. We no longer use the kahanim. Let's look at Rashi, the first skinny line, right? First skinny line says, Aval kahanim acherim, but more kahanim, other kahanim, lo metamin. We're not going to make them tummy. Afal pi, shayut tzrichim la'anashim harbei. Even though we needed a lot of people, there was a lot of garbage, a lot of odazara, it was a big campaign. Elu motziyim in ahechol azara. Only those took it from the hechol to the azara. The ilu misham ulachot, levim hu. And from then on, we dumped it on the levim. the mitamein, they should become tamei velo kahanim, not kahanim. Right? That's what the pasuk said. So benana savar, benana says, mid ishtani tumas azara me kahanim l'levim, since we changed over, we handed it off to the levim, shmamina, you see from here, hecha de ishya ba'azara, that whenever there's something in the azara, la mafkina le ba'azara, ba'avera, it's not an avera, ela mahajana hetera, becomes a heter. Ubishabas nami, lo dachin on shavus, we don't push off the shavus. In other words, since azara we don't care about, if you find a sheretz there, let it sit there. Let it sit there. And Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold like that. Okay? Good?
Yeah, just on the side.
Yeah.
He said over here on the Zara and the...
And the Ohel?
Yeah. Anything under the same roof as idols or the ritual offerings infects Tuma from them, even without direct contact.
I know. Who said? Where'd that come from?
He says Rashi, Sigmar, Shabbos 82a and 83b.
Okay. 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 Good? Very good. Next. Tana Rabbanan. Hakol nechnasin beheichol. Anybody's allowed to go into the heichol, livnos, to build it, l'sakein, to repair it, lahotzi es hatuma, to take a tuma out. Even a person could die there or an animal. Umitzvah bekahanim. But the ideal thing is the kahanim. Im ein sham kahanim, if there are no kahanim, nichnasim levim. Let a levi go in. Ein sham levim, there are no levim, nichnasim yisraelim. Let yisraelim go in. However, v'idi tahorid in tamei and lo. But both of them, regardless, they have to be tar. Even if Yisrael is going to go in now, there's a repair. Only Yisrael is the only one who knows how to repair it. He's the expert. He has to be tar still. Even though this is very unusual. To allow you, it has to be tar. Okay. Amar Ravuna Bar Kahana. Ravuna Bar Kahana said, Messiah Kahani. Ravuna Bar Kahana is Messiah the Kahanim. It's actually a machlokes. Rav Kahana Messiah Kahani. Rav Kahana is helping out the Kahanim. It's a machlokes if Rav Kahana was a Kohen or not. How can a guy named Kahana not be a Kohen? Right? It's a machlokes about that. Anyway, the Tanya of Kahana, Rav Kahana says like this. Since it says, ah, but, el ha paroches lo yavo, to the paroches you can't go, yachal, I would think, lo yuhu kahanim balimum and nechnasim bein ulam lamizbeach, that a kohen who has a balmum, right, can't go to the ul, between the ulam and the mizbeach, lasos rikue pachin, he wants to put on plates on the mizbeach to beautify it, tamad lomer, ach, chalak. Mitzvah b'tmimim. Now, only tmimim can do that. Not bali mums. Ein sham tmimim. If there are no tmimim, nope, everyone's got issues, then nichnasin bali mumim. Let a bali mum go in. Mitzvah b'tahorin. Ideally, it should be tahorin. Ein sham tahorin. Nichnasin tmeyim. If you don't have a tar one, let a tamei one go in. Idi v'idi kahanim in, yisraelim lo. However, regardless, of Toma, Balmum, whatever it is, only Kahana, no one else. So he's either Kahana, favor the Kahana. The first Bryce had said, anybody can do it. But we prefer the order is Kohen Levi Yisrael. Here the order is Kohen, Balmum or Toma. No, he said, Avol Kahanim Idi Yisrael Elam Lo. Right, so you see, he favored the Kahanim.
What's wrong with Balmum? It's not a boulder.
What?
How can a Balmum do it? It repair work.
What?
The
so the truth is that really the Chazon Ish asks your question. Because look at the next line in the Gemara. Iboyalahu. Tame ubalmum ezimehem nichnas. If you have a Tame Kohen and a Balmum Kohen, which one's better? Ask the Chazon Ish which one's better. Why is a Balmum not better? That's not an Avera. Guy broke his leg. What do you want from the guy? Nothing wrong with that. Okay, so there's a pasuk in the Torah that he's not allowed to do a voda. What, so he can't go in to sweep the floor? Why not? Someone said, oh, they saw a dead animal. They go, someone go get it. Send this guy. He can't do it? What kind of kash is this? That's a Chazon Ish's question, right? So he answers, I don't see the answer. He says like this. Since, listen to this answer. Since when it comes to cleaning out the Beis HaMikdash, a Tomei person's allowed to go, so then they're equal footed. The question is, which one's better? Like that answer? Not a bad answer. What? No, in other words, the Gemara asked, which one's better, a Kohen, a Tomei or a Bal Mum? So the Chazanish asked, and it's a Pasha question, what do you mean a Tomei or a Bal Mum? A Bal Mum is much better. Why is it much better? There's no Isser. He can't do a Vodah. He's not allowed to, like you said, he's not allowed to sweep the floor. He can't wash the walls. There's no Isser. A Tomei person, he can't even be there at all.
They just need
there. Somebody who has no business being there. Oh, so that's also true. If you have no business, you can't take a tour. So, having said that, exactly, you're not allowed to do that.
Right.
So, having said that, that's exactly the answer. The answer is like this: since when it comes to cleaning out the Beis HaMikdash, a Tomei is allowed to go there to do it. He's allowed to, so he's on equal footing with a Bal Mum. So the question is, which one's better? No.
But in terms of repair,
yeah.
Bal Mum equals a Tomei.
Exactly. It's exactly.
Amen, not Tomei. Yeah. Unblemished.
Correct.
Equals a Bal Mum in terms of repair.
Correct.
Correct.
So yeah, I would say, I don't know about that. Maybe a Tomei is better. Maybe a Tomei is the best. Nobody's around. Nobody wants to go. Nobody's around. I mean, they're all Bal Mums. I don't know. It's one of these questions. It's hard for it to figure out how it's going to come up. But okay. Rabbi Eliezer. So what? So the machlokas. Rabbi Chiya Barashi Amar Rav Tomei Nichnas. A Tomei's better. Why? To Ishtari Bavodas Tzibur. Because if the whole Klai Yisrael is Tomei, he can do Avoda. So Tomei is not always prohibited from doing Avoda. Most of the time he is. But you can find it once in a blue moon. Rabbi Elazar, I'm not Bal Mum Nichnas who. The Ishtar Bechilas Kachim. A Bal Mum's allowed to eat Kachim. A Bal Mum's allowed to eat Kachim. The only thing he can't do is Avoda. So in a way, he's more of a Kedusha, and therefore he's better. So it's a Machlokas, how you view it. Reb Shimon Omer. Now, Reb Shimon said something very strange. He said, it doesn't make sense. What he said didn't make any sense. He said, Makom she'itiru l'cha chachamim, in the place that the chachamim mattered it, Mishalacha nasnulach. They gave it for you. What does that mean? What do those words mean? Right? Very difficult. What do those words mean? So, Reb Shimon Heichakoy. What's Reb Shimon talking about? Right? Reb Shimon, what's he talking about? So you know what he's talking about? On the last daf of Ervin on daf Kuf Heyam and Aleph, he's talking about a Mishnah on daf Nun Beis. He's reminding you about a Mishnah on daf Nun Beis on the Beis. In case you didn't know that, that's what he's talking about. You hear that? That's what he meant. When he said the last Mishnah of Erevin, when he made a statement, he was really referring back to the Nun Beis. Okay? What does that mean? Hasam Koi, over there. Over where? On the Nun Beis. Ditnan, we had a Mishnah over there, it's like this. Misha Hichshich, somebody is walking, and Shabbos comes upon him, gets dark, and all of a sudden, lo and behold, it's Shabbos, and he's running to get to the Tchum, because he doesn't want to be stuck in the nowhere's land. Chutz l'tchum, he's outside the tchum, afilu ama achas, even one ama, lo yikanes. You're stuck there. You can't go. You didn't make it to the tchum. You're stuck. Right? Reb Shimon Omer, nah, afilu chomesh esrei ama yikanes. In other words, what you wanted to do is you wanted to get to within 2,000 amas of the city, then you can go to the city. That's what you wanted to do. You're one ama away. You didn't make it there. You're stuck. I'm sure it says, no, you're not stuck. You have a 15 amma leeway. They give you a 15 amma leeway. Reb Shimon Omer, afilu chamesh esrei amma yikaneh. Even 15 amos, you can still go in. Why? L'fisha ein hamoshechos m'mutzah netz hamidos. Because the guys who measure the tchum, they don't know what they're doing. B'bnei ha-towin. They make mistakes. They're not accurate. So we're going to give, well, why are they not accurate? So Rashi says, he says the Rashi of if they toy hamida shema yituba, maybe they made a mistake. Hilkach mekatzvinosa, therefore we shorten it. Nimtza shadayin tchum lo higia, he didn't reach the tchum yet. Umi shehichshech lo chutz lo tchum kvar v'nichah tzoch alpayim tesva vama. Right, because like we said over there. In other words, they have a leeway. Loshan acher if they atoin. What does it mean they made a mistake? These people make mistakes. First shot was, they make a mistake. Second shot is, she shochachin, they forget. V'yotzin v'chozrin v'nechnasin. They go in, they go out, they go in. People don't care about the Tum. We're not talking about the guys who made the marks.
Surveyors.
The surveyors. We're talking about the Oilam. I don't forget. So what they do is they give you 15 Amma leeway. They don't tell you about it. So that someone walks out of the Tum, going a few steps. Oh, the Tum. He's still good. Because they gave you leeway. They didn't tell you about it. It's still good. That's how people are. That's what it means, Tohen. Totally different shot. Anyway, that's what Reb Shimon in the last Mishnah of Ervin was going back to something he said on Daf Nun Gimel. Why would he do that? So the Gemara says, Reb Shimon Omer, yeah, you have 15 Abos. To Gomer Tanakama lo yikones. Tanakama said, you can't go in. Gomer le Reb Shimon yikones. And Reb Shimon said, you can go in. Reb Shimon said, you can go in. Right? Now, the next one statement was, that Reb Shimon said, also was didn't really make sense. He said, Lo hitiru lecha ela mishum shavus. I only matered it because it was a shavus. Right? Heichikai, what was he talking about? What shavus? What was he talking about? So, hasimkai. He's talking about something that we learned of Kubis. Tikamar Tanakama, Kishura. Tanakama said, you're allowed to tie the string of the harp, the lyre. You're allowed to tie it. Right? The Amar Le Reb Shimon Onva. And Reb Shimon said, no, you have to make a bow. So we had a whole discussion. Why? Is it because of math? Is it because of fixing? The whole thing, right? Onva de lo asal dechi of chatos, shirli rabbanan. A bow, which could never turn into a chatos, according to his opinion, he mattered. Kishira de lo asal dechi of chatos, a kishira, a knot, which could turn into a chatos, lo shirli rabbanan. The rabbanan did not permit. What? Because we said it was for the. It was only, not a harp in your yard. It was a harp in the Beis HaMikdash. Yes, no. They needed it for Avoda. On Shabbos, yes. They played music on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash, yes. One day maybe we'll be Zocha to see that. And you can fix it because it's for the Avoda. So, and this Ein Shavuos BaMikdash. So you have to get it down to where the Rabbanan.
I
think they did it by the Avodah, by the Talmud.
Right, the Talmud they always sang and they played music.
Yeah. As far as I know, yeah. All right, so Mir Tzashen, tomorrow morning we start Besech of Pesachim, and by Shal Shiddes tomorrow we're making a theme on Erevin.
As opposed to now.
As opposed to now, exactly, as opposed to now.